You're listening to SBS News.
Monkeypox has been spreading across the globe since May. The United States has experienced the worst known outbreak of the virus in the world, with more than 16,000 cases recorded. Globally, there have been more than 46,000 known infections. Until recently, Australia has remained largely protected from the spread of the infection, with most cases occurring in returned international travellers. But now, health authorities in Victoria are concerned about an uptick of locally transmitted cases. Victoria's Health Minister is Mary-Ann Thomas.
Monkeypox is indeed causing concern here in Victoria. That's why we are working with the sexual health services and other services that we know are connecting with those who are currently most at risk.
Victoria has recorded 59 cases since the outbreak started in May, but around 20 new cases have been detected this week alone. Around two-thirds of all cases have been transmitted locally. New South Wales has recorded 44 cases in total and just two in the past week. And vaccines are in short supply. Victoria's Health Minister says the state has likely already used up its allocation.
Of course, the vaccine is the responsibility of the Commonwealth, and we're working hard with the Commonwealth to make sure that we get vaccines rolled out here as quickly as possible. I would not be surprised if we'd expended that number, but we are expecting more, indeed more than 20,000 vaccines to arrive in September.
A spokesperson for the Federal Health Department said Australia has an agreement to receive 450,000 doses of the JYNNEOS monkeypox vaccine. 22,000 doses have already arrived this year, with another 78,000 expected to arrive later in the year. A further 350,000 doses are expected to land in Australia next year. SBS News asked the department how many vaccines are currently in stock, but the question was not answered. Dr. Nick Medlin is the co-chair of the Australian Monkeypox Task Force. He says considering the unforeseen outbreak of the virus, Australia has responded well.
I think given that we weren't lucky enough just to have a lot of vaccines sitting around, which some countries were, I think we've done a great job, and I think our governments have done a great job in procuring vaccine very quickly. It just so happens that the amount we've got now is extremely limited. We hope to have a fair bit more by the end of September, and then we hopefully can have some more widespread vaccination campaigns.
The virus is predominantly spreading between men who have sex with men. Common symptoms can include rashes and pimple-like sores. Dr. Medlin says until more vaccines are sourced, the key is trying to limit the spread of the virus.
Well, it is concerning. We don't want this to take hold. We don't want this to be a large outbreak. I guess we're also in an in-between spot where local transmission is rising, but we don't yet have a lot of vaccine available. So what we'd be aiming to do now is slow down the outbreak as much as we can while we wait for that vaccine to become more readily available.
Sean Wales, SBS News.